KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look first at the weekly cross-country rankings. Those came out from the Iowa Track Coaches Association yesterday. Taking a look at what we have here in the individual rankings, starting with the bigger classes in Class 4A, boys, Wemoc Gilo of Thomas Jefferson's ranked 11th in the state. In Class 3A, boys, Craig Allen Becker is rated 9th from Atlantic. Also, Tyler Putney of Kemper Catholic is rated 30th this week. Class 3A, girls, Taylor McCready of Atlantic is ranked 8th. Braylon Baker of Creston is 27th. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan ranked 30th. In Class 2A boys, Loudon Foster of West Central Valley is 4th rated. Class 2A girls, Kate Crawford of ACGC is rated 3rd. Ella Waddle of Panorama rated 5th. Tori Castle of Trainer ranked 10th. While Riley Sloss of ACGC is rated 26th this week. In Class 1A boys, Joshua Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is rated number 1 in the state, with Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert number 4. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney ranked 7th. Ben Braheny of Nottoway Valley rated 25th, and Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley rated 29th this week. On the girls' side in 1A, Peyton Poggy of Tri-Center is rated on top, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia 4th, and Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 10th. Grace Slater of Audubon is rated 14th this week. Logan Magnolia's Kylie Morrison is 17th, Sophia Browers of Nottoway Valley 25th, and Ryan Porch of AHSTW rated 28th in this week's poll. Team rankings show the Atlantic boys rated number 13 in Class 3A boys. Class 3A girls, Harlan is rated 4th, with Glenwood 11th and Atlantic at number 15. In 2A girls ratings, Panorama is 7th, while ACGC is rated 10th. In Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley is 2nd ranked, with Tri-Center number 11, St. Albert number 12. And in Class 1A girls, Logan Magnolia is the top-rated team, with AHSTW rated 8th, Nottoway Valley 11th, and Tri-Center ranked 13th in this week's polling. A Michigan State guard, Cassius Winston, is the unanimous pick for the Big Ten preseason basketball player of the year. That vote by media announced Wednesday was hardly a surprise, considering Winston was selected Big Ten player of the year last season. He averaged almost 19 points and over 7 assists as a junior while leading the Spartans to the Big Ten regular season and a tournament championship, as well as the Final Four. Maryland's Anthony Cowan Jr. and Ohio State's Caleb Wesson were unanimous picks for the preseason all-conference team, along with Winston. Illinois' Ayu Dosunmu, Iowa's Joe Wieskamp, Maryland's Jalen Smith, Michigan's Xavier Simpson, Michigan State's Xavier Tillman, Penn State's Lamar Stevens, and Purdue's Nojel Eastern were also selected. The Big Ten men's basketball media days are going on this week in Rosemont, Illinois, and the unofficial media poll for conference finish was released. In that poll, consisting of 28 Big Ten writers, two from each program, Iowa was picked to finish 8th. In the conference by the media panel, Michigan State was the runaway number one with 27 first-place votes and 391 total votes, total points. Maryland had 349 points in the other first-place vote, and they were picked second behind ahead of Ohio State, Purdue, and Michigan. Wisconsin, Illinois, then Iowa, Penn State, Indiana, Minnesota, Rutgers, Nebraska, and Northwestern round out that poll. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says there is an outside chance that Jordan Bohannon may play this season. The senior point guard underwent off-season hip surgery and may take a redshirt season.
We're trying not to put pressure on him in any way, shape, or form. I want him to be able to play his senior year as pain-free as possible. So we're planning as if he's not playing. If he plays, we'll be thrilled that he is.
McCaffrey made his comments at the Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. He says Bohannon has not returned to any on-court work.
I would have said 8 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, we're playing without him. Now there's, I think, the possibility he's not playing, but he's dribbling and shooting and doing some things.
If Bohannon can't play, he would be the third significant loss off last year's team that made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Tyler Cook turned pro and guard Isaiah Moss transferred to Kansas. As McCaffrey enters his 10th season as coach, the Hawkeyes face their most challenging schedule.
We play two challenge games. We're in a great tournament with Texas Tech, Creighton, and San Diego State. We're at Iowa State. We're playing Cincinnati in the United Center, 20 league games. By far the most challenging schedule we've ever put together. But I think, you know, we even though we have some new faces, I still think we have enough veterans that can handle that, and that's the challenge of it.
We'll have Hawkeye basketball for you this winter here on KJAN. Well, the Tampa Bay Rays are going to the American League Division Series after taking care of the Oakland Athletics in the wild card game. Yandy Diaz homered twice, and Avisail Garcia unloaded a two-run shot as the Rays downed the A's 5-1 last night in Oakland. Diaz became the third player to homer twice in a wild card game, leading off the contest with a blast and adding a solo shot in his next at bat. In between, Garcia delivered a two-run homer off of Sean Manaea, who was tagged for all three homers and four runs in just two-plus innings. Tommy Pham also homered to cap the scoring. Charlie Morton picked up the win, limiting the A's to an unearned run and five hits over five innings. The outcome sends the Rays to Houston to take on the Astros, who finished with a major league leading 107 wins during the regular season. That ALDS begins on Friday. The A's have lost nine straight winner-take-all games since 2000, going 1-15 with a chance to advance to the next round. Well, Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr. say they are healthy for the Braves National League Division Series against the Cardinals. Acuna's status for today's Game 1 was the bigger concern. The 21-year-old outfielder has not played since September 24th due to tightness in his left hip, ending his chase for a rare 40-40 season. He finished with 41 homers and 37 steals. Freeman has struggled with bone spurs in his right elbow and at one point last month couldn't straighten his right arm. He returned for Atlanta's final regular season series against the Mets. Acuna and Freeman played in a simulated game on Tuesday. Acuna says he's back to 100% and Freeman says he felt no pain in his elbow. Astros manager A.J. Hinch expects shortstop Carlos Correa to play Friday in the AL Division Series opener. Correa missed the last week of the regular season because of a sore back. Hinch says Justin Verlander will start Game 1 on Friday against Oakland or Tampa Bay, followed by Garrett Cole and Zach Greinke. The Indians are exercising ace Corey Kluber's $17.5 million option for next season. The right-hander was limited to just seven starts after breaking his right arm on May 1st when he was hit by a line drive during a start in Miami. The team is declining options, though, on second baseman Jason Kipnis and reliever Dan Otero. Iowa views this weekend's visit to 19th-ranked Michigan as an opportunity to show that it'll be a contender in the Big Ten West. The 14th-ranked Hawkeyes are 4-0 and visit a Wolverine team that needs a win to stay in the hunt in the East Division.
We know what type of opportunity we have in front of us. Obviously, our goal is to win the Big Ten. So, we're going to have to face the best. Michigan's one of the best teams in the Big Ten. So, showing what we can do against them, proving we can win against them, shows that we're capable of winning the big time.
That's safety Geno Stone. The Hawkeyes have only claimed one victory in Ann Arbor since 2002. Tight end Nate Weeding.
Michigan's always a storied program. They always got a good team. Going there and playing in the big house, it's a big opportunity for us. And right now we're trying to prepare to the best of our abilities and then be ready to go out there Saturday, execute at a high level, and play at that championship level that we talk about around here.
Junior running back Makai Sargent says the Hawkeyes view themselves as the underdogs.
Every game we go out and play, we have something to prove. That just go with, being football players, being athletes. We always look at ourselves as underdogs. Just want to go out there and win the game.
And we'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. That's a 9 o'clock pregame. 11 o'clock is kickoff from Ann Arbor. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy says better production on first and second down will help the Cyclones convert more third down opportunities. ISU is converting less than 45% on third downs in their 2-2 start.
If we come out and get penalties and we're, not clicking and stuff, it's not going to look good on third down. And so those first and second downs, we just got to be more efficient in getting yards and getting closer to getting first downs and getting rolling.
A more productive ground game will help take some of the pressure off of Purdy in the passing game. The Cyclones managed only 63 yards on the ground at Baylor.
I can feel it here and there, knowing that, if the run game's not there, defense is really expecting to pass most of the downs. But at the same time, I trust that, coach is going to make the bright call. The receivers are going to get open, and if I get the ball to them every down, that's fine with me. And so it's just nice to have a balance of a run game and a pass game.
The Cyclones will host TCU Saturday and will be in search of their eighth straight win during the month of October. Purdy says the key has been continued improvement.
Learning from early on in the season, the mistakes that we made, the good things that we've made, and just building off that and getting momentum, because we understand season's long, it's a marathon. And so, just finding momentum and consistency with offense and defense and being able to click in all aspects. That's really, I feel like, how we've been good, since 2017 in October and late season.
That Iowa State TCU game kicks at 11 o'clock in Ames on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.